Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, the GOP debate pregame show? It's laughable. We are nothing like the GOP debate pregame.
There's show. Actually a real GOP debate pregame show coming yes. up at 6 o'clock tonight.
The excellent punditry on civic media coming down the network. Our pals, Todd Alba, Kristen Bry, they're going to anchor the fine coverage, the good stuff. And they got some fine guests. They got Bill McCoshin, they got Joe Zepecki, they got Charles Franklin. Met Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project. He's in town to join them at that fine broadcast event.
Thank you.
Trigby Olson spoke to him nearly an hour, Dom. Couple of guys talking politics.
It's kind of like what we do.
Kind of like what we do. He said, you know, we're kind of alike. Understanding this is a Lincoln Project.
Right.
And I said, are we? And he said, when the Packers are on, I said, you got me. And congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers, your first place Brewers, coming back twice to win in OT. Extra innings tonight, 8-7. Welcome all you Brewers fans. Joining us, we're live at the Roman Coin. Dom, we gave away 6 tickets to the Brewers game today. We got fans in the stands that better be making their way down to the Roman Coin. And we got someone streaming out there. He's texted desperately. I'm in the West Bend area. What radio station should I listen to? Well, the Beast of the East, of course, 540 AM, WAUK. Just put that on your preset. That one will get you across most of eastern Wisconsin.
Extended coverage coming up 6 to 8 p.m. So Maggie Dawn will be preempted. But Maggie Dawn's going to join us here at the Roman Coin.
Right now. Where's Maggie?
She's running a little bit late. She'll be here shortly.
She's on Milwaukee County Corporate.
She's imminently expected.
It's imminent. Her
yes.
arrival imminent.
Yes.
Well, imminent means more than it used to. You know, now I'm starting to gain a new appreciation for the word imminent.
Should yeah, are you really? I'm not clear. I mean, thanks to Fawnie Willis. I mean,
yes.
She finally came through. Thank you, D.A. Willis. She was the one that said imminent and it took like several months. But whatever, we're
not
here
from
now.
The point of
we're here
Eminem,
now.
Did it? She kind of blocked out some time on the calendar.
Yeah.
She showed us her cards. You knew she was all in. She caught a couple aces on the flop, Dom. You knew she was all in. So anyways, a debate happening in Milwaukee tonight. I don't even know if the Republicans in town give a damn about the debate tonight because Donald Trump ain't in it. And the entire Republican Party, well, they're enthralled with the cult leader, Dom. And I wish there was a different way to put it. I wish there was a more thoughtful way for guys like you and I to dissect it. But there's not.
I don't know how else you put it.
There's
I mean,
Trump
when the
and there's
megas,
everybody else.
When the megas look to Trump at 71%, when they say, when Donald Trump tells me something, I believe it is true 71% of the time, more than their 60-some percent of their family, more than you know conservative news networks, hell, more than their own clergy than their religious leaders. I mean, that sounds an awful lot like a cult to me.
The only person I believe more than 71% of the time, our guest right now joining us at the Roman Coin, it's Maggie Dawn.
Hey, guys.
Milwaukee County Corporate Council, host of the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Network, and friend of ours and always a timely guest. no matter when she arrives.
Listen, slightly late is on time for me.
Maggie Dawn arrives exactly when she intends to.
That's right.
Well, it's not your show, Maggie. You're early, girl.
That's right. When I'm guesting, you don't have to be there when the bell rings, do you?
So, Maggie Dawn, supposed to be a debate in town tonight, and I've seen some police officers out there. Is there a budget? Are we, the taxpayers, expending Jing for the right for Fox News to have this also ran debate happening here?
Yeah, the quick answer to that is, yeah, we pay for it. That the police force, sheriff's presence, the demonstration space, if people permit and parks, all that police force, that infrastructure, that's all paid for by Milwaukee taxpayers.
Now, next year is going to be far more expensive when the whole week-long event, the RNC, when they come to town, when the greater... Oh, cookies. Oh, my God.
More cookies. Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Let me fill in the blank. I had made the call for cookies. Oh, my God.
Yes, Mike's been whining about he doesn't get his fair share of cookies. So now cookies.
There are cookies. Thank you so much. There are cookies. There are cannolis.
There are cannolis.
There are dessert empanadas.
How exciting.
Thank you. And I got to say, Maggie, I don't think the top of this hour, awaiting your timely arrival, that had to be the highest caloric break I have ever taken in my 12-plus year radio career. I mean, I'm thinking I busted my daily percentages. I'm like 2,000 calories at that break.
I want to know what Crudy's over-under is by the time he weighs in tomorrow with Donald Trump. Will Crudy weigh more or less than Donald Trump tomorrow?
I would take the under all day long because I think he's lying through his teeth, and I'm mostly telling the truth. 242-ish.
You think Donald Trump weighs 242?
No, I really weigh 242 before the cannolis.
The
before
under.
The cannolis. Yeah. Oh. The yeah, I take over. That's like a 10-to-1 bet that he's over 242.
But the over-under for Trump as of yesterday was 273.5.
Yeah. That's a harder bet. Yeah. I'd still take the over on it, but I'd only take like, you know, 1-on-5 odds maybe, 2-to-1 odds, something like that.
Under 91 criminal indictments, felonious. 4 different jurisdictions. You don't think he's been stress-eating?
Stress-eating? He's been stress-eating his whole life. Bring me the Coke and McDonald's.
Oh,
you know,
no.
The cheeseburgers.
That's the Diet Coke, so it's completely okay.
Is it the Diet Coke? Well, then I can't make fun of him.
That's what I drink my rum with.
Oh, well,
Diet Coke, so
we can do a whole segment. Yeah, we can do a whole segment on the fact that you drink like a 17-year-old high school girl. But that's a topic
for a
different
day. I'm
drinking
water. I'm hydrating.
You're hydrating.
I love
yes,
it.
Well done, Michael.
I've been up since quite early this morning in anticipation of your arrival at this bar.
I'm sure.
Top of my mind all day long. Maggie's coming. Maggie's coming. And Maggie, I got to tell you, you have more credibility than anyone that will walk on this presidential stage tonight. I mean that in all sincerity.
Thank you.
But that's not saying much. This entire crew of Republican candidates, there's really no one that could win the presidency that's walking on the stage tonight.
No.
Am I wrong?
No. This is the kids' table. I mean,
They're
all at the kids' table. There's not anyone on the stage that is going to be able to defeat Trump in primaries. I just, that's not happening. Trump is going, absent him actually going to prison before the primary season is over, he will be the Republican nominee. There's just no question
about
that.
Now, what happens if there's a conviction after he's the nominee? I realize it's a private club. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
I mean, hell, they were trying to bump the guy out in Cleveland when we were down there.
2016,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But here's my question. If he is the nominee and then he is convicted, well, you know what Trump's going to say. Well, they took me out. I'm the nominee. They took me out. And from his 71% belief system, MAGA cultist base, that's going to feel like credible.
It will.
He won the nominee, and then they convicted him because they haven't been paying attention. They don't know where the charges are coming from and what's credible or not.
Correct. My view is that this is the same exact argument that's being had right now about Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which disqualifies people from running for office if they've basically helped run an insurrection if they've tried to overthrow the United States government. And we've got conservative legal scholars coming in. There's an article that's about to be issued in the University of Pennsylvania Law Review, issued by two Federalist Society members, authored by Federalist Society, longtime conservative bona fide holding jurists and legal thinkers that say he's disqualified. It's not even a close call. Their language is explicit. There's an article in The Atlantic with Larry Tribe and a very conservative, well-known judge that sits on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals reaching the same conclusion. I could go on.
Judge Luttig
also. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So there's extensive discussion now about Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. It's the same argument about, well, what do you do if the guy is actually convicted before the general election? And I think the fear has to be, what we have to be planning for, is that he is in either active legal jeopardy, meaning he's been convicted and there's some sentence pending, or you're having a very active discussion about the third, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the question is exactly as you put it, Mike, which is, do we actually do more harm and add more fuel to the fire if people try to disqualify this guy from running and saying, you can't actually be elected? Does that actually increase the odds of some violent mob yet again trying to interrupt the peaceful, hopefully non-transition of power?
But if that's how the Constitution is written, and we haven't had to apply it before, and this is, you know, obviously new circumstances and extenuating circumstances, if we don't, then do we really even have a Constitution to support anyway? You know what I'm saying? We're not going to act out of fear that we're going to have another insurrection. Well, then they've already won.
I think you're making the argument, if not now, when? Yeah. Under what circumstances would you actually invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment or make these kinds of arguments? And that may be very well what we confront. I have always been of the mind that it is better to defeat someone solidly at the ballot box,
yeah,
than it is to use technicalities to disqualify someone. But you're raising the exact right question. If not now, when? What more would someone need to do to have Article 3 of Section 14 apply? The
right.
Man literally summoned the mob and then directed them at the Capitol. They ended up chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and we didn't have the electoral votes counted correctly on time as we would in the ordinary course. So those are all questions that I think we're going to have to confront in some way or another.
Maggie, we've got to take a little break, and I know you have a little tendency to be a little late, a little tardy.
I'll be back on time for the party.
We'll take a break. We'll come back right on time with Maggie Dawn and your calls, but we're not taking your calls. Just saying.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Red hot. It's hot here in Milwaukee, broadcasting from the Roman Coin on Brady Street. Come down 1004 East Brady Street. Come and hang out with us and Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Sticking around. Thank you, Maggie. Great to see you.
Good to be here, guys. It's an interesting time, is it not?
It is indeed.
May you live in interesting times.
Indeed we are.
I think... And I want to re-explore this hypothetical, and it's barely a hypothetical at this point. Donald Trump wins the nomination. Well, he's up by like 40, 50 on the field, the Republican field. And then, of course, one of these trials, perhaps multiple trials, are actually going to hit the calendar. He's going to get tried. Perhaps, I suspect, we've seen a lot of public evidence against the man. I think he'll be convicted of some crimes or a lot of crimes. And then what happens, Maggie? Then how do we deal with this circumstance of time? Because you know he's going to appeal.
Yep.
You know they're going to say, "Oh, I didn't get a fair jury in D.C." Whatever they're whether or not there's validity or merit to what it is they're going to run up the flagpole, they absolutely are going to try to keep that man out of prison. Is it likely they could do so? And if he wins the presidency, you know, accepting the Georgia charges, couldn't he just turn around and theoretically pardon himself?
So there's a whole bunch of
there's like nine questions yes, there. If you could answer them subsequently.
Let's see if we can take these in order here. So first of all, let's look at the four criminal cases pending against the former president. There's no chance that the Georgia case comes to trial before the election. That's my opinion. It's too complicated. She's going to want to basically get, and will have to get quite close to trial, potentially actually be talking about potential sentences that some of the other defendants may face in order to really put their feet to the fire and maybe coerce effectively cooperation from some of these other defendants. It's a complex case. It is sweeping in scope. Its evidentiary bases are broad and involved. There will be so many pretrial motions about evidence and witnesses. There's no way that goes to trial before the election. Secondly, the New York case, even if convicted, would not, I believe, disqualify him under any constitutional provision from holding federal office. Okay, so the New York case, not relevant.
The Alvin Bragg case.
Correct.
The fraud case.
Correct. So what we're left with is the Florida documents case. That case is not going to go to trial before the election. I think Judge Aileen Cannon is going to, frankly, due to her lack of experience with matters of this complexity and import, and also the maneuvering of Trump's lawyers, despite Jack Smith's efforts to make it a clear and, frankly, fairly straightforward case, I don't think that one gets to trial. So you're left with one case, one criminal pending set of charges. That is the D.C. Jack Smith insurrection case. He only charged Trump. He did that so it would go to trial before the election. And that is, to me, the big wild card. So the next question you have is, if convicted, which constitutional provisions would potentially disqualify Trump from holding office? Well, let's assume that they all do, and there's two ways to get there. It's both Section 3 of the 14th Amendment as well as, and I don't know the exact citation, another constitutional provision that basically says if you're convicted of a certain class of federal crime, you can't serve in federal elected office. So let's assume both of those apply, and he's supposed to be disqualified. Who is it that does the disqualifying?
Right, what's that process look like?
Who brings that? Do you bring a declaratory action? In what federal court? Are you jurisdiction and judge shopping? Is it an election official? Is it the chief legal counsel, like myself, of a jurisdiction? That might be very
tightly.
Could
you do it, Maggie? But
no one knows, because why?
Let's put you down on that list.
Right, it's never happened before. Is it Attorney General Josh Call? Do they seek to try to get it to the Supreme Court immediately? Is there a mechanism to do so? What are the odds that the Supreme Court would even decide that sort of action before the general election? And remember, we were having a conversation during break. There was a Supreme Court decision issued this past term that set forth the idea that state legislatures determine the manner and method of federal elections processes. Why is that important here? Well, someone could make an argument that the only body that could properly, with standing and jurisdiction, bring the action to exclude or disqualify Trump from running and appearing on the ballot would be a state legislature. So now Wisconsin's off the map. And
California,
now,
New York, I mean,
right,
there's plenty
right,
of others
Vermont,
out there, right?
Yes,
yeah.
But are they just excluding him or disqualifying him from their ballot
their
in
own their
ballot,
state?
Their state,
right, right.
What is the remedy, right? Like, none of these things have ever been answered.
Or flushed out.
No one even knows, because we've never been this close.
If, you're hurting my brain.
If if we go back and assume Donald, this trial, Chutkan,
yep,
January 6th, charged only to Trump, goes to trial prior to the election. He gets convicted prior to the election. And he appeals, of course he will. Does he go to jail? I mean, if the conviction is... They'll stay the conviction.
Yeah. I mean, the only chance that I think you actually see a Donald Trump behind bars before the election in November of 2024 is if he actually out loud, in very direct ways, starts threatening
right,
witnesses, jurors, and judges. that's the only way he's
so
there.
So I'll give him till Monday. Like Labor Day weekend tops.
Right? I mean, isn't one of the reasons that Trump won't ever appear on a debate stage is because when the man is off a teleprompter, what does he revert to? Threats and intimidation. He'll just stumble his way right into yet another federal crime. I mean, district attorneys, have your pencil and pad ready. There may be a test at the end of the next live Trump debate.
There is some breaking news. I'd like to share it with you. Judge rejects former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark's attempts to avoid arrest in the election subversion case. That, of course, is Georgia. But they're trying to move that to the federal courts. Do we assume, I mean, I know I'm just giving you the headline here, but do we assume?
So separate the removal motion, which has been filed by Meadows, which Trump has now joined. So the removal motion is on the Georgia case to take it out of Georgia's state court and move it into federal court. That's separate. What this was a motion by Meadows joined by Jeffrey Clark.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome back, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Roman Coin. Live on Brady Street, we got lots of friends that have joined us here, Dom. We are like the GOP debate pregame. Pregame party. We got a young fan here, Teddy. Teddy and Andrew, his dad, won the tickets. The Brewer tickets for today, and the Brewers brought home a 8-7 extra innings victory. And Teddy, a young Brewers fan, came down to the Roman Coin to say hi and celebrate the victory. And we are celebrating with our friend Maggie Dawn. We're going to have Joe Zepecki Vegas Joe soon. But Maggie, thanks for sticking around. Please enjoy one of the cannolis. We're not watching our diets today.
Yes, this Jim actually specifically said that one of those
is
for
you. I get a cannoli.
Yep, yep.
Thanks, Jim.
Maggie, will you indulge us? Because Rudy Giuliani surrendered for arrest today. And, you know, that's not the important part. Then he went out and made some bold public statements. And I'd like to get your legal opinion or just, you know, opinion, gut reaction to what it is the former president's former lawyer then got stiffed, then got charged. What Rudy Giuliani had to say today, Nate, going to need your help. Play it for the people. Cut eight. They're going to come for you.
Now, whether you dislike or you like Donald Trump, let me give you a warning. They're going to come for you.
Whether you like them or not like them, I mean, they're not going to come for you, Maggie Dawn, unless you behave and act and break laws like Donald Trump does.
More Giuliani. They're crooked, I tell you. Cut nine.
They're dishonest. They're crooked. They want to destroy the Constitution of the United States, and they're doing it.
And it's a hoax. Cut 10.
This will be proven to be, like all the rest, a complete hoax and a lie. One of the worst, actually.
It's a hoax.
Hoax.
Hoax. And they're lying. According to Giuliani, of course, they're saying really bad things about me. Cut 11.
On every occasion, I'm telling the truth and they're lying.
Every occasion. Every time.
Except Giuliani just admitted in a pleading in the defamation case brought by the two female Georgia election workers that he got on and compared to crack dealers because Giuliani is also a race-baiting jerk. He just admitted in that case that indeed he did lie. So Giuliani, you lying now again? I would assume so because you have admitted in legal papers that you are a liar.
Doesn't everyone? Cut 12. More Rudy, America's mayor. He's a big boy. Cut 12.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this against people much tougher than them.
I highly doubt that.
I mean, no offense, Rudy. The answer to that statement is liar, liar, pants on fire. No, you took on the mob. This is the entire federal government. Again, all due, not really comparable. If I was Giuliani's lawyer, I would be begging him to stop talking. because the best conceivable defense for Rudy Giuliani and all of the mess that he is facing.
Insanity?
Yes, is basically the man is no longer competent. Not legally insane, but he can't meaningfully participate in his defense because his brain has become too addled. He is too gone to understand what's going on. I'd appoint a power of attorney, get a guardian, and have a trustee basically making decisions for him and arguing to the court that he's too old and senile to manage it. In other words, he should use the tactic that old mob bosses used right. to try to avoid prosecution when he was prosecuted.
He'll be walking around in New York in a bathrobe soon.
Correct, in a wheelchair, drooling on himself in a
bathrobe.
Wasn't
that what they did with Harvey Weinstein?
That's basically what the Weinstein defense was, and it's also what some of the mob bosses that he prosecuted did.
Let's get a few more from Giuliani, just because I'm curious. What do you have to say about the mugshot? That'd be cut number 14, Nate. Tell about the mugshot.
I don't know if I plead today, but if I do, I plead not guilty. And I get photographed. Isn't that nice? A mugshot for the man who probably put the worst criminals of the 20th century in jail.
Yeah, well, that was then, and
this is now.
You don't get a pass for, you know, doing something good in the past. But wait, look what I used to do.
Yeah, one good thing that one time. He should know that prior good acts and your good prior behavior comes in the sentencing phase after you're convicted. It doesn't ameliorate your current criminal charges.
Will they get him into heaven at least, his prior good acts?
What did you ask, Mike?
Will Giuliani make it into heaven?
All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, that's a question beyond my scope.
Giuliani on his way to Georgia. Cut 15, please.
I'm going to Georgia, and I'm feeling very, very good about it because I feel like I'm defending the rights of all Americans.
He's doing it for you. Remember, they're coming for you. Let's see what he had to say about the DA, Fani Willis. Cut 16.
She has violated people's First Amendment right to advocate the government, to petition the government for grievances, like an election they believe was poorly conducted or falsely conducted. People have a right to believe that in America.
Yeah, you can believe it. Hell, you can even hire an attorney. You can file lawsuits. You can do all sorts of things. But what you can't do is engage in a fraud to overthrow the government. Right,
and
counselor?
And fundraise off of it. I mean, Giuliani...
I didn't know you couldn't do that?
Yeah, question mark. Giuliani knows well that the same act under different circumstances can be either legal or illegal. Our white collar criminal statutes are filled with that stuff. He knows this. This is all baloney.
Just a couple more. Rudy Giuliani showing up down in Georgia today, getting his mugshot. Concerned, very concerned about the assault on the Constitution. Cut 17, please.
This is an assault on our Constitution.
Oh, great. Thank you for that. And when the case is dismissed, let's hear it. Cut 18.
Fani Willis will go down in American history as having conducted one of the worst attacks on the American Constitution ever when this case is dismissed.
I'm sure you're right, Rudy. I'm sure Fani Willis, her name isn't Fani, it's Fani Willis, will go down as the one who is the big evildoer in history's memory book. I'm sure
Giuliani
that,
said
yes.
it, so let it be written, so let it be done.
I've seen the video, Jenna Ellis, who sat next to him while he gave testimony in Michigan, and let's just say some flatulence escaped the former America's mayor, and he's doing it in public, just sitting there at the witness stand, letting him go. And poor Jenna Ellis was sitting next to him. That's this guy. The Grecian formula guy. The Four Seasons landscaping guy. Remember what a joke it seemed when Rudy came out after the election to the Four Seasons landscaper. And that's where they made the initial plea that, it's a rigged election, right?
So the best line I've heard recently on that same exact point is convicted Giuliani seeks asylum at the embassy suites.
That's some pretty good stuff. That's Maggie Dawn, jokester, corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, friend of the Devil's Advocates and host of the Maggie Dawn Show. She's been our guest here at the Roman Candle. Lots of good people here.
Roman Coin.
Oh, my bad.
Roman Coin!
So we're at the Roman Coin. Thank you, Terry, our fine host, the proprietor who let us sneak a little party in and bring some friends along. on a sultry Wednesday afternoon. But Maggie Dawn, since you don't get to have a show today, we've taken your show away for GOP debate coverage. It seems less than fair. But perhaps we can take a few callers, because I know we got some interested parties out there in the audience. As long as it ain't CJ, bring it. Rico, the effervescent Rico from Rock County. Say hi to Maggie Dawn.
Hey, how you doing, Maggie? Oh, man, I want to be there with you guys so much tonight, but I got to work tomorrow. So I got to enjoy you. On the
Every one of us
too.
Has to work tomorrow, Rico. We're sacrificing our livers and our sleep for a good party, man.
But I'll have to settle for the YouTube and a few of my own refreshments and the luxury of my own AC. But you know what? Hey, Dom brought it up, so I got to bring this up. Pretty, I absolutely, positively love that T-shirt. That poop emoji with Donald Trump's blonde hair on it has got to be the best.
This shirt. But Rico, I am more proud of this shirt than perhaps any other.
Listen, guys. In walks Maggie and takes the cake, or maybe the cookie, as we might say.
Or the cannoli. I had to look at what Maggie was wearing. Tell the people what Maggie's wearing.
Woo!
Oh, Maggie's got the best shirt I've ever seen in my life. Makes me wonder, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, my shirt says bye, Don.
As in bye-bye, Don, 2020. Love it. Shout out to Nate, top of the hour at 5 o'clock, the absolute best Harry Bell impersonation I've ever heard in my life. Thanks, guys, for letting me in tonight.
All right. Thank you, Rico.
Be
appreciate
well, Rico.
It,
party on, dude. 844-967-2789. We got lots of good people here at the Roman Coin. Why would we wreck this party by talking to CJ?
I know CJ said he was going to come here and visit and, you know, meet the people and
Dom's
hang out with us.
Dom's buying for CJ. That's what I
fellowship.
Heard.
Fellowship.
Yep. And
but
and
he didn't come to the party. What kind of fellowship is that?
I don't know. That's what you get.
Let him stew in the heat a little longer. Boil like the proverbial frog. Now, in light of the 100-degree temperatures plus in Milwaukee today, do you think there will be any mention of climate change at the Republican debate tonight?
Why?
From the Brett Baer or the Martha McCallum?
Yeah, like, no. Why would you talk about anything that matters when you can simply talk about distractionary, woke baloney for 2 hours? I mean, they're not scoring any points with anybody who actually is a thinking, you know, considered reasonable human being. They're trying to score points with the MAGA base, except for Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, and the other guy. I always forget his name, the governor of North Dakota that's running.
He hurt himself. Pick up game of basketball in Milwaukee this morning. He may be out of the debate.
Oh,
hurt his leg.
I was actually.
He's in.
Joseph says he's in.
He's gonna suck it up. And
I mean,
take
even
a
those three
shot.
Guys, I don't think they get too much policy, right? They just won't, because it's going to be dominated by the recent iteration, rinse, wash, and repeat of words like Benghazi and laptop, except it's not Hillary's laptop, it's Hunter's laptop. They're not going to be able to pivot too much further away from that, regardless of what questions are being
Will
asked.
They defend the 91-time indicted?
Yes.
Former president. I mean, how many
Except
of them?
Except for those three, they all will
A couple of them
him.
Have said they will pardon the man if elected to this higher office, which, of course, is just sucking up to the Trump base.
But this has already been done. I mean, right? Correct. I mean, Nixon. Isn't that kind of why we're in this position now? If we would actually not pardon Nixon
Dom
back then, perhaps
Gerald Ford.
It would be we wouldn't be here now.
It's just not the right analogy. I don't think that that's true at all. I think the reason that discussion is happening is the reason that the debate that we began this hour with is happening. What do you do when you've got someone who shouldn't hold that office? Do you try to get the country past it and healing, right? Or do you see the convictions and the criminality to their end point? what in the long run, I think the answers to those questions has to be the answer to this question. What in the long run is best for our democracy?
Lock him up.
And I don't know the answer.
Lock him up.
I know the answer to it. It's the same thing that would happen to you or me or Crudy if we engaged in that behavior.
Lock
it's because someone's a former
up.
Something doesn't give them a pass for the rest of their life.
You're conflating two questions. It's not, should we have a system of laws that treat all of us similarly under similar circumstances? We should have that. But that's not the reality of what our system produces. And the question should be, what serves the interest of our democracy and our republic in the long run? And that, my friend, sometimes requires some nuance.
There is no nuance. What serves a democracy is to jail
Dumb.
Those who attempt to overthrow the democracy.
Dumb.
Otherwise, there is no democracy.
Dumb lacks nuance.
We're talking about two questions at the same time. What should happen and what actually will serve democracy. You're assuming that that will serve democracy.
I am.
I'm saying I'm not sure it would.
I am sure it
is.
Is
what
Good,
would
I'm
serve
glad you're
you,
certain.
Maggie Dawn. A.
Cocktail.
A cannoli. B. A cookie. C. A breakfast empanada or a sweet empanada.
I love it.
Any of the above or all of the above, as Crudy chose. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. We got one more segment today with our pal, Vegas Joe Zepecki.
Woo!
Come on down to Roman Coin, the party. It goes on from here.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Roman Coin down on Brady Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Come down and party with us. One last segment and then extra special coverage. Civic Media has a two-hour special pregame going up to the GOP debate minus Trump.
Well, and we appreciate Maggie Dawn. No Maggie Dawn show tonight because between 6 and 8 p.m., Todd Alba and Kristen Bry will anchor special event coverage. And our newest guest, Vegas Joe Zepecki, just came over. He participated in a media briefing on the state of Wisconsin. Thanks for helping out, Joe. But
just happy to get the call from the bullpen. You know,
thanks,
it's been,
Joe.
It's been a while. I miss you guys.
You were out there in the bullpen, and there were some other fine guests. It wasn't just you. It was Bill McCoshin. It was Craig Gilbert from the Journal Sentinel. It was
a couple
Rick
of distinguished
Wilson
gentlemen.
And Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. They are in town tonight to be part of this very special event coverage. So keep it locked right here, Civic Media, whichever your favorite station. I like the Beast of the East, 540 AM. Keep it locked right there. The party will continue at the Coin, but the coverage, the good stuff, continues down at the Whitetail Milwaukee. But, Joe, you're here with us at the party now, man. Welcome to it.
It's good to be here.
What were you saying as you came walking over, A, telling Dom to listen more than he talks?
Well, I don't like it when Dominic yells at Maggie because Maggie's smarter than the two of you put together.
Why are you dragging me in? I know that is
guilt
accurate.
By association.
Yes.
Kind of like the 18 co-conspirators.
Because I let it help.
You're a
I let it happen.
Basically. No, listen. I understand the tendency for people to want to cheer for ill will to befall Donald Trump. For
him Lock
to
him up.
Right, for him to spend the rest of his life in a jail cell. I get that.
But if you're assuming that's my case, that's not. I'm looking and seeking justice.
I understand that.
Okay.
And what I am pointing out is I think Maggie has a point. This is bad. This is a bad look for a democratic republic that we may have to convict and incarcerate a former president. You have to be able to hold in your head a couple of thoughts at the same time.
I don't blame
one
the victim.
One of which
Joe.
Is, this is bad.
Victim
the
shaming.
The other of which is, it is worse for democracy and our democratic republic if we do not pursue justice.
Of course.
You can hold those two somewhat competing thoughts in your head at the same time.
I'm less clear
and
we
I
can,
hope
but
everyone
please
does.
Continue.
Why can't you? This isn't good. We're not going to throw a ticker tape parade if Trump goes to jail. It's not going to be a good day for America. We're not like it's just not.
Wait, if Donald Trump is convicted on the charges and he's convicted by a jury of his peers, how is that not a good day for America?
It will be a good day in terms of we will finally have passed the test that we meant it all along when we said this is a system of laws and not of men and women. That will be good, but it will also lead to downstream effects. There will be pockets of people who are really, really upset by this. This will be a dangerous moment for our democracy. That is all I am cautioning.
I am less convinced that the dog has any bite left in him, because Donald Trump's been trying to inspire the mob since the indictments have come down. I pointed out, not to you, Joe, but Rachel Maddow the other night, Monday night, I believe, did a longer sort of start of her show. Trump is continuing to blow the dog whistle, say, come on down, help me out, protest now. Should be wild, but it's not wild.
And it's not working, and part of the reason here is sort of the reason for the frustration that this took so long to get Trump indicted, which is the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security went after the foot soldiers first. They said between, you know, the Biden inauguration and the threat of actual physical street-level violence, we have to get these hundreds and thousands of people who were at the Capitol, storming the Capitol, breaching the Capitol, insurrecting on January 6th. We got to get them off the street. And they have done that. They have taken sort of the tip of the spear away from former President Trump. So now he's calling the code red, but there's nobody there to answer the phone.
He is Joe Sepecki. He answered our code red. Came on down
9 o'clock
to the Roman
last night.
Coin.
What are you doing? Help us out.
Joe, okay, let's.
You know, we didn't call you last. We only book on the same day, Joe. We never book a day.
It was nice to see you last weekend. Was that last 2 weekends ago?
At the diaper drive.
Yes, down at the Nomad. Good to see you as always, Joe. Let's put Trump aside for a minute. Let's talk about what remains of the smoldering pile of what is the remains of the Republican Party and the MAGA. We got a debate going on here, man. I mean, who do you think, just generally speaking, looking at what we got, who's the strongest to come out of this, if you had to guess now?
I think I'm looking at two candidates tonight who I think may turn the most heads and have breakout moments, the first of which is Tim Scott. Tim Scott has a remarkable personal story. He is a very compelling storyteller. He is sort of a breath of fresh air and a very different tone than a lot of what the Republican Party and Republican candidates talk about. I think that will help him stand out tonight. The other person I think will, should get a little bit of a bump is Christie. Listen, he's like 20% fave, 62% unfave among Republicans in Iowa. He's not going to be the nominee, but he can make an actual impact in the minds of millions of Americans as they tune in, because they're going to hear an argument against Donald Trump laid out, forceful, and in a way that they have not heard ever, right? Fox News still doesn't, lay out the argument in the way that Chris Christie is going to tonight. That may not help him politically, but it will be good for this country and good for voters who have sort of, been, was it red-pilled or blue-pilled? Really just...
Try all the drugs,
right,
Joe.
Just swallowed the Trump line, lock, stock, and barrel. They're going to hear a different argument tonight, and that's important.
Of course, it's not much of a debate without Donald Trump. He is dominating this Republican field. Joe, I asked, I believe, Jim Sentell earlier, what happens if Trump dominates, wins the nomination, and then is convicted? I mean, I'm not trying to throw out a major hypothetical here. I think that very likely could be a thing we deal with over the coming months. Right.
Listen, it's as likely a scenario as, Trump becomes the presumptive nominee before the convention and then strikes some sort of plea deal where he says, I will yield and go back to Mar-a-Lago and you can put an ankle bracelet on me and as long as I can go to the golf course, I'll be fine. And then the Republican Party is going to have to figure out, well, with pledged delegates to a presumptive nominee, do we automatically go to the second place delegate holder? Do we have a true floor fight of an open convention?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying that's a likely outcome, but it's as likely as what you're talking about, which is, the party goes, wait,
man, if I could
really
coordinate a coup after losing an election as an ex-president of the United States and my punishment is an ankle bracelet and golf, I'm going to go for that job, man.
He's going to hole up with Pooty Poot in the Golden Dome.
Here's my question. There's 18 co-conspirators in their Trump. Who's most likely to do a runner? Are we betting on this or just on his weight?
Cheese bro.
But he booked.
He booked.
Billionaire Cheese bro. Joe Sepecki, our good friend, drinking him a PBR. Thanks for coming around. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Joe. Dawn. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Jim Sentell. Thank you, Terry, and all the fine folks that came down to the Roman Coin. This party will continue, and so will the coverage right here on Civic Media. Special coverage, Todd Alba, Kristen Bry, Rick Wilson, and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, Bill McCosh, and lots of others. Charles Franklin, you're going to want to keep it